Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is Isha.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
This your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lamestream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much style, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot shades and fluorescent flip-flops. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. Oh, and you don't
murder
stop.
Master Music Show. It's the Murder 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 Master Music Show.
What's up, everybody? Episode 328. It's the Murder Master Music Show. Man, it's the last episode of the fucking year. What's up, Brandon? What's up, Mac J? This is the last episode of the year, guys. So we had to go out with a bang, man. We got none other than Sticky Fingers of Onyx, man. This dude needs no introduction. I mean, and another thing I like about this guy, he's all hip-hop. He ain't no fucking... He ain't gonna go along with all the bullshit that you see and then just keep his mouth shut. I have a feeling that he has a lot to say in the matter. Let's bring him on right now, one and only Sticky Fingers. How you doing, man?
Yo, what up, my dude?
Man, first
What's
of
going
all,
on with you, Sticky?
Welcome to the show, man.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, you hear him?
Yeah. Good luck. That's what's up.
Yeah, man, it's an honor to have you on the show. Man, we know you represent nothing but hip-hop, and that's what we're all about. I got to ask you this, you know, coming from the era you come from, this era we grew up in, we bought all the music from that era. It sickens me to see hip-hop in disarray in 2016 going into 2017. Man, what are your thoughts, you know, saying on how we can fix it?
How we could fix it? Hip-hop?
It is fixable. I'm saying as far as, you know what I'm saying, getting the mumble rappers and the people that don't have any substance the fuck out of the way, pretty much, and bringing talent back to the forefront.
Thing is this, like, who the hell is buying this shit? Like,
yeah.
I don't, you know what I mean? They playing it, you know, on the radio. Somebody is paying the payola to get the shit played.
It must be selling something. So who's buying it? Somebody gotta be buying it, right? Yeah, you're right. Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. People are buying it. I don't know why. Even outside of that, I'm gonna just say this thing about light, right? Nigga, you need a up in order for there to be a down. You need hot
in order for there to be a cold. You need opposite. Like, actually, I kind of appreciate these fucking mumble rap corny-ass niggas because if it was no corny motherfuckers, then you ain't, the L motherfuckers
you wouldn't know they were ill. You know what I'm saying? You
That's
need,
a good way
you need
of looking
corny
at, yeah.
motherfuckers. These corny niggas to appreciate the real niggas.
You showing me like
do,
a balance, almost like
do,
a balance of
we
this
got,
shit.
Yeah, exactly. But what we got to do, if we want more of the hard shit, we got to fucking represent it, support it, stream it, download it, buy it, fucking all of the above. You know what I'm saying? But you know, there always been corny motherfuckers in hip-hop, always. Like, that shit ain't never going to change. You can't fix that. That's unfixable. You know, it's, everybody ain't nice. So it's always going to be corny motherfuckers. Now, if it's a lot of them niggas... that it's like the majority they try to take over and shit, you know. But I think it's great because the shit that I'm about to drop is the exact opposite, so it's gonna stand out all that much more.
Definitely. That's real talk.
You know what I'm saying?
Real talk.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Spiggy. On the album you guys did with the Snow Goon back in 2014, that's what I appreciated about your album, man, is, for one, it was hard, man. You got definitely brought your A-game, but you also did a lot of songs with other people that bring real lyricism. You had people like Cormega and Papoose and Rex. You had a lot of good lyricists on there. And
Sean Price.
Yeah, Sean Price, my fault. I forgot about Sean. Rest in peace to Sean Price, man. But, yeah, that's what we always appreciate about you, man. You guys always keep it real and always bring that real shit to the table, man. Definitely.
Even your boy, motherfucking A$AP Ferg, did his thing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know? Yo, y'all still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Matt.
This is a quiet-ass radio station, man.
Yeah, you there? You hear me?
Okay, all right. Yeah, we lost you there, Prez.
Yeah. My bad. No, I was just listening to what y'all was talking about, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I agree with you, man. You know, the good lyricist definitely going to stand out, you know what I'm saying, in a sea full of garbage. You know, you just got to look in the good. Really, the good music never left. You just got to look for it a little bit more. That's all. You know, but it's
and you
still
know,
there.
Everything you do in life is a circle. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
like the recycle sign, it goes front and backwards. Like if you don't know, I'm from Generation X. You know what I'm saying? And my parents were from the baby boomers generation, and the generation before that was Generation I. So, it's Generation I, the baby boomers, Generation X, the generation right now is the millennials, and like my son, he's 17 months old. His name is Onyx Jones. He's the newest generation. They call the I generation, like the iPhone, the iPad, the I generation. That's like the Generation I. So the next generation after that is like another form of the baby boomers. You know what I mean? And then Generation X again. With a different name, but that's so far in the future, they haven't coined the name or the phrase yet. So everything goes in a complete circle. When we first came out as Onyx in the early 90s and shit, we was wearing baggy clothes. And the older dudes with the tighter clothes were like, man, your clothes is too big. Pull your pants up. What the hell? You're three sizes too big for you. So technically, it's doing the reversal. So now we wear loose jeans, and we tell these niggas, yo, your pants is too tight. It's the same reversal. If you look at it from that perspective.
If you're looking at it like that, yeah, the most definitely. You know, I just can't rock with males walking around with camel toes, but that's a whole other story. Fuck that shit. Let's talk about your films, man. You got a lot of films. You put out a full-length documentary featuring people like Dennis Quaid and Patrick Swayze, rest in peace, and many others, man. What you got going with Major Independent right now?
Well, right now, it's a few things. First of all, I'm the new character on Empire. I play a psycho rapper named Brick. My first episode aired for the season finale already, you know, and then
for the fourth season. I got the first episode on the fourth season. Me and Remy Ma do a duet, you know what I mean? So that's some dope shit. Major Independence, we putting out my new solo album. It's called It's About Time. And time is an acronym. It means the illest man ever. You know what I'm saying? And the whole album is like a visual album from beginning to end. And the visual, I'm not even in it. It's like it's the story of my life. And I got little kids playing me. One is 4, one is 7, one is 11, and one is 15. And they all have to shave their hair, ball. They look like me. It's the story of my life from beginning, you know, from conception to like when I signed with Onyx type shit. Shit is insane. It's the illest shit ever. You know what I mean? I plan to drop that in March with the Empire release and shit. You know what I'm saying? So
you're hitting the ground running in 2017, pretty much.
Man, I'm breaking the ground to do much of anything.
Yeah, man. Congratulations on all that, man. It's good to see after all these years, you're still relevant. You're still making major moves. You know, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about, man. You know, because a lot of guys.
Yeah, we got to rush it. Go ahead.
You know, I was just going to say, because a lot of guys from your era, you know, they might have put out an album or two and that was it, you know, sadly. You know, so it's good to see cats, you know what I'm saying, like yourself. You know, MC8 and DJ Premier just did an album together. It's supposed to be dropping soon. It's good to see that type of stuff. If there are any other guys from that era that you're working with now, like maybe a Spice One or somebody like that, or you got any things in the works, like as far as features with any guys like that?
Yeah, see, my solo album, It's About Time, it got two sides to it. The first side is the visual side, and, you know, it's all music and visuals. And the second side is just like regular songs. Not regular songs, hot motherfuckers. I say regular, meaning it's not no visual to it. You know what I mean? Because I'm on some next level shit. But the features I got out of that is the first time Onyx and M.O.P. did a song. It's Onyx, M.O.P., Otto, one of the first singles coming out, we just shot the video with Mia and Noriega. It's called Ebenezer Scrooge. I got a joint with Cassidy on there, you know what I mean? Called Made Me This Way. Shit's crazy, you know what I mean?
Wow, Onyx and M.O.P. I mean, that's aggression.
Yeah,
man.
I
want to
hear that.
Serious.
Motherfuckers run into some motherfuckers listening to that shit.
Angry as fuck.
The name of that record is STFU. You know what that stands for?
Yeah.
What'd you say? I heard FU.
Yeah,
what was the first one?
STFU. Shut the fuck up.
The fuck up.
Yeah, STFU.
Yeah, there you go.
Shut the fuck up. That's
from back
motherfuckers
the fuck up
do
to
nowadays,
shut the fuck
too.
Up. Yeah.
That's
just that man. That's crazy. That's one
and
of my favorite
songs. Dropping in March, you said, right?
When the sinners come marching in.
Hell yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. And you said, you know, when you're not making music, you're acting and doing other things. You're a businessman. Where do you find time for all this, man?
Yo, man, that's the name of my album, man. It's About Time. You know what I'm saying?
It all goes hand in hand.
People
like
make time for what they want to make time for.
Yeah. I like that, how you got, you know, different people playing you different times in your life, man. That's a dope concept, something that we've never really seen before. You know, I look forward to checking that out. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
What made you go in that direction?
I'm trying to raise the bar. Well, you know, my first directorial debut movie film that I made, that I wrote, produced, and directed, and starred in, A Day in the Life. It was the first hip-hop musical that was a true hip-hop musical. It was no regular dialogue or rapping dialogue. You know, I had every turn of Hollywood in it. Omar Epps, Rakai Pfeiffer, Clarence Williams III, Faison Love. Fucking list goes on. Corrupt, Tretch, fucking, you know what I'm saying? Michael Rappaport. You know? And the second one is called Caught on Tape. You know, Vivica Fox, Cedric the Entertainer, Malik Yoba, fucking Joe Torre, you know, so that was all a rap as well. So that's just my shit, because people always ask me, wait, what do you like better, acting or rapping? and I like both. So I be putting the two together. And we live in this 2017 right now. You know what I'm saying? So we gotta raise the bar and do illest shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's fucking the millennials is here, nigga, and the fucking the I generation is here. So we gotta do next level shit. You know? I don't want people to be able to put out regular albums no more. You gotta step your fucking game up, nigga.
Yeah, cause see, that's basically what I was trying to ask you. Was like, is it like, as far as you being a one of the fathers in a lot of this rap shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it a big jump to like competing with what's going on now? Or y'all just in the lane where y'all, like you say, you just trying to do some out the box shit to where it make motherfuckers step that shit up? You know what I'm saying? Because to see guys from your era still rocking this shit. Because, like, even if somebody try to categorize it, like, oh, they old school, this and that. But they say that old school shit, but y'all can't still eat these motherfuckers up on them lyrics and that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the shit is real.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So, to me, it ain't really no age frame on that shit. If you got hot shit, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, spitting and shit. Like, y'all come from that era, you know what I'm saying, to where y'all had to actually grind. You had to get out here. You had to tour for real. You had to hit the little spots. Y'all had to hit the little meet and greets at the mom and pop record stores and see, like, right now it ain't really like that. You know what I'm saying? Everything is on a social media standpoint. What's the bridge from the things that y'all had to do back in the day to what y'all doing now to keep y'all stuff out in the open?
Man, we stay on tour, man. We on tour for life, man. We got a Russia tour coming up in February. Just, you know, we just doing only what we enjoy. But the other series I was just on is called The Night Of. It's nominated for a Golden Globe. You know what I'm saying? You know, fucking.
Congratulations.
Oh, good looking.
Oh, yeah, I always like to see y'all the rappers hop into the world of film anyway, because for a long time it felt like they were just blocking everybody on it. They don't really want y'all in nothing. You know what I'm saying? And now it's like then it came a point where they probably was knocking at the doors, like just trying to throw y'all anything. Is it just, or have y'all got to the point where y'all just basically like, we just going to do it how we want to do it, and we'll fuck with y'all if we want to?
I mean, we've been at that point. You know what I mean? You do what you want to do, you know? And, you know, sometimes, you know, and a lot more times than less, you create your own lane and your own thing. So, you know, I still act in other people's movies, but I'm producing and filming and directing and writing my own movies and shit. You know, me and Corrupt about to do a fucking sitcom called Bad Cop, Bad Cop. You know what I'm saying? It's two hood niggas that was impersonating police, but instead of going to jail, they put them in this academy program, and now they gotta be cops. So we two hoodlum cops, bad cop, bad cop. Shit's funny as fuck.
That's dope. You and Corrupt.
Yeah, that's
one thing I want to teach you.
Yeah, he's from Philly. I'm from New York. But the whole show takes place in L.A. Like, he's from Philly, but in the show, he moved to L.A. And since the program is in L.A., I'm in New York, they fucking, extradited me out there.
Hell yeah. That's a dope concept.
All hip hop orientated. Yeah, all hip hop orientated. You know what I'm saying? Back up.
And where is this going to be? Is it going to be on, TV or online?
Yeah, it's going to be. Fuck online. Not fuck online, but yeah, it's going to be on TV. But we haven't locked it. We just shoot this shit ourselves. And we're going to go get a network deal. You know what I mean? We take control and charge. Instead of being actors, it's our project. You know what I'm saying? We put this shit together. We going to eat the dollars.
Man, it's good to see that, man, because so many guys didn't milk the game, didn't pay attention, take notes. You know what I'm saying? It's good to see motherfuckers becoming entrepreneurs and making moves like this to where you could shop that around anywhere. Who knows? HBO might pick it up. You never know. That's dope as hell, man. Much props on that.
Right.
Plus, like you said, the I generation, it'll motivate some of these guys that if they see y'all still doing y'all shit, you know what I'm saying? it's motivating for cats to still continue to push the grind up, because it don't really never stop. Like you say, it's all going in a circle. You know what I'm saying? Like the young cats that's getting hated on now, they generation gonna eventually hate on the next young cats or something. You know what I'm saying? Like
right,
it's just everybody gotta have that balance, and you gotta be able to give people a choice and an option of what they think is good and what ain't. You know what I'm saying? Because
Right. Everybody
might not have grew up liking Onyx, but they had to respect what y'all was doing, because y'all was doing what a lot of people wanted to do and couldn't do. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody couldn't tour overseas and do shows. So to see y'all still doing that, it's like, damn, these dudes made it, need to take it for granted, and they ain't just wash it away. That's how I feel hip-hop continues to live. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Okay, I had saw an interview with Saigon, and they asked him who his main influences were. And, of course, he named, like, Nas and Rakim, but then he said Onyx. And he said the thing that inspired him the most about Onyx was its own thing. They, you know, like, you guys went on tour with Biohazard, like, you know, heavy metal groups.
Right.
Was always trying new things with the acting and stuff, and he related that to his role in Entourage and all that. But,
right.
Yeah, I just thought that was pretty dope.
He's doing his thing. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I just thought that was pretty dope that he, you know, I never even thought of that relation there, but yeah, he gave you guys props for, you know, he said you guys opened up his eyes to know that, you know, you can be your own thing. You don't have to follow a format. You guys were always just on your own, trying new things.
Yeah. When we first started, we was antisocial. We ain't fucking with nobody. We ain't talking to nobody. We was just in our own mad world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
We a little bit more nicer now.
Yeah. Y'all look nicer. I'm about to say it wasn't... When y'all was on the Breakfast Club, boy, it didn't look nice on there. It looked like that boy Frazero was finna hop over that motherfucking table on Charlemagne. Was that really gonna go down like that,
look, that was us being nice. Shit, ain't nobody put hands on him. He all
right. Right. They try to use that as a standard of motherfuckers getting heated on the show, and a lot of people that came on that show afterwards
They got Fredro's face for the meter now.
Pissed off meter and shit. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, dude, the first time I seen it, man, I thought, yeah, you were sitting back like, man, you know, if it go this way,
nigga,
it goes.
I was burnt out tired, nigga. Shit, I ain't sleep the whole night, nigga.
Yeah.
All right.
I love that.
How is Fredro and everybody doing, though, man? Like, as far as Onyx as a group and everything that y'all do, man, how close-knit is y'all still with each other in the things that you guys do?
Oh, shit. Fredro's my cousin, man. Yeah, so that's family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's
ready to go on tour, ain't
you? Yeah, we're going on February, the Russian tour. It's gonna be cold,
man,
out of motherfucker.
Russia, there you go.
Yeah, I'm about to say, make sure you got your fur coats and all that good shit, man.
Man, Russia's one of my biggest markets.
Yeah. I was gonna say, make sure you get in there quick with all this shit going on with the U.S. and Russia, man. It's like, why don't they let that shit rest? It's been going on for 60 years. Cats like you want to go over there and make money, do shows, you know, kick it with the fans. You know?
Wow, what's going on with U.S. and Russia? I thought it was all good.
Oh, you didn't hear about that? Obama sent a bunch of Russian representatives packing, said they got 72 hours, and diplomats from Russia said, told them to get the fuck out of here, and then Putin turned around and did the same thing with American. Yeah. Real
word?
Yeah.
Oh, say word. They trying to fuck up our door? I'm going to have to call
Obama.
I hope not.
I don't think it will. You know, you guys got me money to be made, you know what I'm saying? You guys are going over there to entertain, so I don't think, you know, who knows, Poop might be out in the crowd, you know, screaming slam and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
Poop would love hip-hop. He was at one of our shows before.
Poop was at one of your shows? Get out of here, man. You got to tell me about this shit. Poop was at one of your shows. What happened?
Hell yeah. I can start seeing that nigga in the crowd. I think it was
hell yeah.
or was his twin shit.
Right. He's out there like, no problems. It's just Onyx. Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They out there swigging their rock on their beat it in, man.
That's the pony peas at Suka Block.
Yeah,
speak Russian too.
That's crazy, man. Shout out to Vladimir Putin, this motherfucker. But, you know what I'm saying? I tell you what, man.
Drinking that vodka.
Yeah, and the vodkas. You like his vodkas?
Vodka.
Hey, we got a caller here from, I think this dude's from France, man. You might, yo, is this Sin?
Yes, I'm there.
Hey, what's up, Sin? I think you interviewed Fredro before, didn't you?
Yeah. What's up, Scott? What's up, Mike J? What's up, Brandon? What's up? What's up, Sticky Fingers? Yeah, I got a question about your live you did in the 13th gathering of Jigarao. You met
the what?
Yeah, and Ghetto Boys. Yeah. The 13th gathering
said,
of Jigarao.
At the 13th gathering of
Boys.
The Juggalos, you met with 3-6 Mafia and the Ghetto Boys.
Mafia and
how was
Ghetto
it to
Boys,
be with them on stage? Ghetto Boys and 3-6 Mafia.
Oh, yeah, my dudes, man. Big up to Paulie. Those my niggas and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, gather the Juggalos, them man. Woo woo. Family. We all family.
Sticky, I had read somewhere that you went on tour with Insane Clown Posse back in like 1995. Is that right?
Nah, I don't think so. But you know what? I think we was on tour with them back then. But I didn't know about their movement back then. But we was on tour. I was oblivious. You know what I'm saying? And
I don't think it was
a full tour. I think it was like a few shows and shit. You know what I mean? And you read what?
I had read that you went on tour with them and Dash of X. I don't know if it was the same tour. It just said in 1995 that Onyx toured with Dash of X and Insane Clown Posse. I was just wondering if you had like a long relationship with ICP because I knew that you did the Gathering of the Juggalos and everything.
Yeah, this was
they did a Gathering of the Juggalos. We all almost there every year. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? That's like the new Woodstock and shit.
Yeah, they always have a nice, you know, gathering of hip hop.
ICP, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Oh yeah. We got another caller. Got the homie. Let's see who this is. 281 Texas, man. Who is this from Houston?
Yo, what's up, Prez? What's up, Matt J? This is Rob.
Hey, what's up, Rob? How you doing, man?
Yo, what's up, Sticky Fingers? What it do?
Yo, what up, my dude?
Yo, I have one question, man. I know y'all worked with Lyle Cohen. I was wondering, what's your relationship with him like?
I don't know. I ain't seen Leo in mad years, man. I hope he's doing well. I'm probably sure he is, but I ain't seen Leo in a minute. But he's still my dude. You know, he made me a millionaire, so I got number love for him.
That's what they do.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. That's what it is, man. Yeah, I'll tell you what we're gonna do, Sticky man. We're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna go to a track, then we're gonna come right back. Chop it up with you for a few more minutes. I know you're a busy man, but really appreciate this interview. And be on the lookout, everybody, man. We've got some solo albums coming out, some movies. We're going to talk more about that
in a minute
on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's about
time. Don't go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Stay in
tune.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to definitely be back here in a second. Some SIBO for you.
It's UGS for life.
If you can't feel me, then call me what you want, nigga. Killer Cali style, we roll deep. Trap with Mike shooting me. For them niggas that's coming deep. And we bitches, please don't sleep with Mo. So then the average hoe, toe to toe, I'm breaking those. Who had the heart to step down, know they cannot fuck with pros. So please step with your strappers, hardcore rap is what I spit. Niggas be fighting, but they started when I heard this shit. straight from the streets of the X to the A to the C. You ain't don't wanna see me, and bitches wanna be me. But they come close to say you straight, I've been in this gang. But now you play your haters so bad when you hear my name. You say you knew me back in the day, but I ain't see your face. Say I'm your homie, cause you see me around the way. But now you say we safe, but that sounds new to me. I'm only down for my homies that say true to me. So I'm still stomping.
Yeah, once again, 9-5, and they all niggas is coming way too tight. So feel me on this
mama
shit.
Mama said to stomp it in the field.
You say the song, so bring the fucking funk, nigga. If you can't feel me, then call it what you want, nigga. You know that shit comes way too tight. Stomping in my steel toes. Got some niggas that down to kill. Captain Bill, so all who questions this, grab the mic and step to this. Hardcore busting through your front door. The female assassin's back and I'm on the attack. So watch your back or get stumped on. Got niggas with fully loaded straps, you get dumped on. But show up on those fools that try to claim the fame. That ghetto who's got niggas tripping, now you know my name. Say, I came through with another hit. Come to your shit, slap your bitch, take your wrist, then I split. Yeah, cause you spit real rap, you gotta see the true side. And in my town, niggas is still down the who ride. I'm a nipple fool for the grip, that's why I spit this hardcore gang. I got much love, but you hate me, so ain't nothing changed. Just give your girl her dap, cause there's too many back in touch. Many have tried, but they only end up up. It's that shit you bop your head to when you strike it. That shit that makes your truck pound straight from the underground. So how much can you take, cause how much more than you can handle? Just to trip them, nipple fool for the grip, they shouldn't have let me slip through. Now it's on for the 9-5. Got rap so fast that I'm getting made to scratch their eyes. A bird and smoke that sack. On the streets of Sack, I'm coming way too wicked. Been flown for ages straight and still comes with this. You can kick this. Underestimate me and get caught up in some deep shit. That killer Cali, rest in peace. Put your ass to sleep, shit, and I'm still stomping.
Mama says stomping in the field toes, headed for the murder show.
You say it's on, so bring the fucking funk, nigga. If you can't feel me, then call it what you want, nigga.
Mama says stomping in the field toes, headed for the murder show.
With my AK at my side, the focus zone. Bring it to me high off this grindy butt. And for those that try to do me, still coming hardcore. Ain't gon' change, feel me when you're coming with that ghetto phone. That is guaranteed to fill your ears with some bomb shit. Don't think cause it's just marvelous. Brother G-E-double-T-O, here to let you know that it's also here we go. So back the fuck up off and give me 10 feet. Because I'm stomping in my steel toes. Like that nigga, but I can't convert the tab. Hold that ass, throw a fast, change it up. Quick to rip shit when I bust. Must I explain how we do it when we kick back? Mobbing in the cut with some blunts and some fat sacks. Down to kick it, hit the strip, it's going down. Let it be known that make all niggas is back in town. With shit that make your speakers pound. So for those busters, I'm still coming way too federal for you niggas and you hoes. And I'm still stomping.
This is for them bitches and them niggas that wanna test me. Y'all fools better recognize.
Marvelous is stomping in the field toes, headed for the murder show.
You say it's on, so bring the fucking funk, nigga. If you can't feel me, then call it what you want, nigga.
Marvelous is stomping in the field toes, headed for the murder show.
You say it's on, so bring the fucking funk, nigga. If you can't feel me, then call it what you want, nigga. Yeah.
Some classic shit right there. You know what I'm saying? SIBO feature Marvel. Let's bring out Sticky Fingers, man. This guy, he's got a lot of stuff going on in 2017. You know what I'm saying? Man, for those just tuning in right now, Sticky, man, tell them about the album again one more time that you got coming out.
Yeah, the album's called It's About Time. And time is the acronym. It means illest motherfucker ever. It's a visual album. It's crazy. Actually, one of the singles off of the album is called Celebrate Life. It's a tribute to Damn F.J. It was just released on October 30th, his death day. And we're going to re-release it on January 21st, his birthday. And there's one of my artists is on there, Just G, a 50-year-old Italian girl. She writes all her joints, top 40, plays the guitar, self-taught, crazy.
Yeah. You mentioned Jam Master Jay. You'll see he definitely he was a huge influence on so many people, man. What was it like, you know what I'm saying, knowing him, and how did you get introduced to him?
Man, it was incredible knowing him. You know, he's like a older brother, a mentor. You know, a staple. It's just hip hop in my life, and
a lot of other people's lives, and, you know, he basically godfathered us into the whole game, you know. And, you know, I guess Fredro and Son C and Big DS met him first, you know, because I wasn't even in Onyx at that point. You know, JMSJ is the one that put me in Onyx. Son C and Big DS got stranded out of state while they were shopping a demo tape to JMSJ. And Jay was like, yo, I heard your songs, but I wasn't here at all. So their manager at the time, Jeff Harris, was like, yo, Fredro, go to the studio and make some more joints for Jay. And Fredro was like, yeah, but Son C and Big DS is stranded out of state. He's like, yo, we can't, his manager was like, yo, we can't lose this opportunity. So you go, take your cousin Sticky and go to the studio, because I was a solo artist at the time, you know, doing my own thing. And we made a few joints. And one of the joints that we made was a Sticky Move. You know what I mean? And Jay was like, yo, I love that song. Give me 10 of those. And then, you know, he's like, when it came time to sign the group, he's like, wait a minute, where's the guy with the deep voice? I ain't signed me out without him. And that's how I got abducted into Onyx.
Wow. Hell yeah. That's history.
Oh.
Yeah, we had a dude from the Flatliners on there. And he was talking about, you know what I'm saying, Jay's influence and everything. He's even telling some dope stories about Run when he was younger. He was a, you know what I'm saying, huge influence too. Now, Def Jam, you know what I'm saying, huge label. So many people came out of it, you know what I'm saying. When you guys were at Def Jam, you were pretty much at the height of Def Jam. What was it like being on that label at that time with, you know, all these different guys, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, LL, all these dudes, you know what I'm saying, putting on all this platinum stuff, and then here you guys are going multi-platinum yourselves.
Man, it was the most incredible time, the most incredible label, the most incredible era to me. Man, it was like, it was fucking ill, you know? And I ain't care about nothing. I ain't care about fame. I ain't care about fortune, money. I just wanted to be the illest motherfucker ever to just body everybody. Anybody that tried around, just body everything. Come to the club, shut that shit down. That's all I care about.
Yeah. Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Well, I'll tell you what, Sticky, I really appreciate, you know what I'm saying, you coming on the show. Before we leave, though, and then give them your social media if cats want to get at you for booking, shows, versus whatever, and give them everything you got.
Well, for bookings, man, it's easy, man. Just go to onyxhq.com. You know what I mean? And, I'm anti-social, so my social media game is at an all-time low. I don't really, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, I got an IG page, you know, that bullshit, and a stickyfans.com page, majorindependence.com page and shit like that, and I am Sticky Fingers on Twitter and all that bullshit, but I don't even really freak with that shit too much, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm hands-on, you know what I mean? So face-to-face.
Right.
I'll see you when I get to the country.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Fredro Starr at IG page, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man. That's what
yeah,
it is.
We got to definitely, when you guys get back from Russia, you guys got to come back on and tell us about how Putin liked your newest music, what he thought of the album.
Yeah, hopefully he comes to the show again this time.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. That dude's
that
crazy,
part.
Man. That dude's a beast. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers and, taking down people in karate, jumping out of helicopters, all kinds of shit.
Oh, wow.
But,
that's crazy. Yeah, I love Russia. Don't fuck with Russia. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Don't fuck with Russia. And everybody else.
No, no. I didn't say don't fuck with Russia. I said I love Russia. I fuck with Russia.
Yeah. I got you. Everybody check out, you know what I'm saying, the new sitcom coming soon, hopefully sooner than later, with Corrupt and Sticky Fingers. Tell them one more time about the sitcom before you go.
Man, it's called Bad Cop, Bad Cop. Well, believe me, when it's out, you will know about it because it will be on a high platform. We got a lot of super friends, so it's going to be a lot of huge cameos in the motherfucker. You know Snoop Dogg going to be in the motherfucker. Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Snoop going to be in there, man. Let's go.
I can't wait.
Something to work out for.
So. Yeah, Snoop is playing the judge.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah,
you know what I mean? But he's always hot up.
Yeah. Your Honor, is a real hot. DJ Paul was just on the show, 3-6 Mafia, and he was talking about.
Yeah, that's my show. I was just with him a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, with DJ Paul?
Yeah. I was just with him a month and a half ago in the studio.
He was talking about smoking with Snoop, and he's like, man, getting high with that dude is like a movie. He's like, it's just a crazy experience. You have any good smoke before we go? Any good smoking stories with Snoop Dogg? I seen that sweater you wear with a little smoke. I know you're smoking.
Yo, we was on the Chronic tour, right? And I'm in Snoop's hotel room. He got a big ass glass. You know how they give you the lemonade and those mason jars or whatever. It was like a big ass mason jar like that, for cookies type shit. Filled up with the best weed on the planet fucking Earth. So I said, yo, what up? Because he called me my nephew. So I was like, yo, what up, Uncle Snoop? Can I get some weed? He said, man, go ahead, take what you want. So I dig in the fucking jar and take a big, deep, gapping ass fucking handful. So much that the shit is falling out my hand, the whole shit. I said, is this cool?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, go ahead. I said, oh, shit, I was just joking. But I fuck it.
Fight as well.
Hell yeah.
I felt bad, so I put a little back, like a nugget or two.
Oh, man.
And they got that good shit up in Cali, boy.
Man, Snoop smoked the best weed in the world, man.
Well, I know you know, with Corrupt, you had to have been smoking the Moon Rocks. Did you try those?
Oh, yeah. He gave me a whole box, a whole package. I didn't even go, man. I don't know. I ain't even hit the Moon Rocks yet. I was like, hold up, man. I gotta be able to function. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know about the Moon and Rocks. That sounds really high.
Yeah.
I might not want to get that high.
Yeah, that's extremely.
You get so
high, you don't you sing God? Shit.
Right, Trey. He say he got the Sun Rocks now too. They got so they making new types of.
Oh, Sun Rocks.
Ace Rocks.
Yeah, Trey.
About to come out with the Star Rocks.
Mm. Star Rocks. Jesus.
Yeah.
They going crazy. Everybody got their weed, man.
Onyx has just come out with the fucking Hard Rocks, dude.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. Stiggy, once again, thank you for coming on the show. Really appreciate you, brother. You take care of yourself, man.
Always. You
talk
well.
To you real
soon.
Happy New Year, Stiggy.
All right.
Happy New Year, brother.
Yeah, happy New Year.
Man, that's Legendary Stiggy Fingers of Onyx, man. It's a hell of a show. Real humble dude.
Yeah,
came through. Gave us a good show.
I lost my weed.
Yeah.
While we talking about weed and shit, I don't know what the fuck I did with my blunt, man. I'm tripping.
Oh, that ain't
damn. Good. And I'm in the car, too, so I gotta find that shit. I can't be riding around with that.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's give everybody this track, Sticky Fingers. Rap Star, you know what I'm saying, this is off his last album. And don't forget, go cop his new album coming out in March. Time, you know what I'm saying, the illest motherfucker ever, I think he said. Make sure to look out for that. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll play a couple more tracks.
Yeah, man. Yips the baby. Better get this money, man. You know. Hey, make sure you bounce right there. You're going to slide to the W. Straight to the W. Get everything, man.
want to wait on your car. You want us to call us to get you a coffee, man. All right, 2 minutes, baby.
Yo, what's up, man? Ready to sign the contract?
How many tattoos you got?
None. Don't worry, we changed that.
How many times you been shot?
Well, I never been shot, but I done shot some niggas.
Nah, that doesn't work. The fans like you to be the victim. Listen, Curtis got 9, Charbel got 50.
Okay.
I figure we make you a super gangster. You'll survive 60.
What?
We got professional shooters that'll take every precaution.
Whoa.
Bullets will go through clean and won't hit any major organs. You ever been in jail?
Nah.
You ever did any hard time?
Nah, I mean, I spent a night in jail, but it was just for a DUI.
Oh, that's no good. It's gotta be at least 12 months.
Well,
sell records, street credibility is a must. Here's what we do.
What?
We'll kill 2 birds with 1 stone. We get you shot and put in jail. By the time you heal, you'll be old.
Whoa.
Don't worry about the time. A year in jail is nothing.
What you mean?
This marketing plan, we won't even be going over
the money.
Are you ready to take it that far? Do you wanna be a master? Are you ready to take it that far? Yeah, yeah. Do you wanna be?
How many kids you got?
I ain't got
and
no
how
kids.
Many baby mamas?
I ain't got
it
no
help
kids.
If she was famous, it always gave you lots of drama.
Okay.
What about tapes? Everybody like scared to sex. You got any home videos that
nah.
We can leak to the net?
Nah, me and my girl's cool. Everything's all hood.
You're not giving me anything to work with. This is gonna be hard to pull. You can have a chance in this game. I really think you could.
Yeah.
You can even sell records, even though you're good. Listen, you gotta connect on how your public feels. Like your teeth are too white. But we'll get you some grills, a little liposuction here, a little steroids there. Guarantee you'll be getting Grammy this time next year. What
yeah.
Type of drugs you do? Crystal meth, syrup, E?
Nah, I just drink Hennessy and, you know, puff weed.
Nah, this is not good. This is bad. We gotta get you hooked on coke and immediately check you into rehab. Monica, ready to take probably don't know your father,
but
that was raised in a shack in the poorest place in the gutter.
Actually, that's not true. My pops is paid. We got a good relationship. I see him every other day.
Okay, see, that is never to be repeated again.
Oh.
Can you speak with a little bit more slang and be less articulate? I can make you famous, but you're going to have to listen to me.
I'm listening.
Fool the public, we got to do more than buy back your CD. You got to pick somebody. Anybody, start a war.
Anybody?
Just be sure their celebrity is bigger than yours.
Okay.
And don't be different, because then you'll be all by yourself. It's much safer. Just be like everyone else.
Sure.
Episode 328, man. Sticky Fingers of Onyx was on here. Bring back on the co-host Mac J. Bring on the homie Brandon.
Yeah, yeah.
Got a special guest.
I found my blunt
now.
Break too, Greg.
You found
it.
The blunt? Oh, there you go. There you go.
I found it. I did not want to see. That's the worst thing. You lose your weed in your ride, and you get pulled over. They find you. I don't need to be doing that shit.
You don't want
to
lose your ride. Fuck that shit. Yeah. Man, I'm glad. Sticky came through, hell of a fucking show.
Oh, yeah.
Real humble dude. He wasn't, you know what I'm saying, he wasn't one of the big-time Hollywood motherfuckers. But we got another guest, man. We got the homie X and Only, man. Straight out of Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah, bro.
Come on, man. We got like 12 tracks on board we can play tonight. But before we play, we want to chop it up with you a little bit, X and Only. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm good, my brother. I'm good. Life living. Ain't no complaints here. How the fam doing over there? Everybody good?
Yeah, we good, man. Just making it to another year.
Oh, man, ain't that something? You know, so many people didn't get the opportunity to make it through another year. You know what I'm saying? Some real big names pass on, man. So it's really an honor to be able to see the future because we headed there.
Right.
Yeah. 2017 is looking a lot better, I'm hoping. You know what I'm saying? And musically, you know, we've been hearing good music, man. You're one of them dudes that's supplying us with good, dope music. I got tons of tracks on this board. I want to go into a track that I want to come back and chop it up with you. And what about Something to Die To, man? What are you thinking about
that? Oh, man, Something to Die To. That's what album did I release that on? I want to say it was The Many Sides of Me. That album is actually on, I think it's iTunes. But Something to Die To was personal to me. It's like, you know, so everybody always screaming what they'll die for. You know what I'm saying? But nobody really thought about what tune would you die to. You know what I'm saying? You know, what song would you want to play to be your anthem as in how you live your life? You know what I'm saying? What song you want to die to? So if you ain't got nothing to die for, then what you dying for? So, yeah, that was pretty close to me when I actually put it out there, man. I just was going through some shit, so I just wrote about it because I was going through a lot of shit. You know, sometime in life when you go, you know, through a whole lot of transitions, and I know all y'all can understand this, when you have a whole lot of motherfuckers around you for the wrong reason, one day you just open your eyes up and you're able to see everybody for what they really are. You know what I'm saying? It gives you a whole different outlook on life. Right. It's like looking at everybody on the corner being who they really are from the inside of a car through the window. So I started looking at a lot of people that way, man, and that's kind of where that song came up out of.
Hell yeah, man. We definitely can relate to that. This is Something to Die To by the homie Only Strad Jackson, Mississippi, by way of Chi-Town, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
All day.
You know what I'm saying? From Chicago to Mississippi. Here it is. Something to Die To. Exit Only. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. And also be on the lookout for Immortal Words dropping real soon. We'll talk about that here in a minute.
You just for life, you motherfucking life. Bitches.
Had something worth dying for. You ever thought about it? What would you die to?
They got me so far from sight that I can't see straight. Although I just ate, feel like I'm losing weight. Not enough patience to wait, therefore if I storm the gate. And while we living on borrowed time, trying to find our way. Quick as the night loses light, the sun we got the way. Into a brighter day, at least another anyway. Now as the sands in the hourglass pass away, we raise our glass and toast the hours in which passed away. I see the eyes of man, his soul has grown cold. Mothers cry, the young die to never grow old. Loosely flowing the wind, knowing what we told. And should the popos roll up and start arresting folks? Now is there really hope? Now think about it, no. It seems like we're the punchline to a bad joke. So what's the value of life? Estimate the quote. So every day I'm on my hustle, counting every note.
As sure as I'm alive, never come to my door, so I play Something to Die To and pray for something to die for.
Baby,
the world is in my hands and there's nothing that I want more, so I play Something to Die To and pray for something to die for.
Baby,
so must I die in this dirt in order to rise above? Why do I chase short skirts and search for true love? Do I have to sentence me to see true love? Or would you die for or live a life of true love? Now truly I stay true to my true love. Been on this trip for so long, boy, how he grew up. Who would've knew when he was two that he would do what? It's when the family became fewer when I pulled up. System thumping, speakers pumping out my new cut. Something to die to before I blew up. Something to die for. Thank y'all so very much. Teaching me how to feel and how
gotta keep in touch, so I can truly see what's real through these specks of dust. When trouble seeks out minds, I just mind mine, so never mind my mind. I've been on mine, a coke addict, when I write it, I be online.
As sure as I'm alive, I know that death will come to my door. So I play something to die to, and pray for something to die for.
Baby,
the world is in my hands, and there's nothing that I want more. So I play something to die to, and pray for something to die for.
Baby.
See, that's what I'm talking about. It's on me. Exit only right there. Straight out of Jackson, Mississippi.
To my man, B Minus, and that one, Master Minus. He actually did the hook on that joint, so yeah, I got to give a shout out to Master Minus.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Clan Mankind.
Yeah, you know I'm saying that's what I'm talking about. Now you got the new album, Immortal Words, that's dropping real soon. And when are you dropping it?
I'm gonna actually go ahead and release it at the end of this coming up month. I wanted it to be a project of for the new year, a standard setter. Y'all reviewed the album and listened to it, and I appreciated the honest opinion on everything. This is kind of like my last solo project, and it kind of goes back to something to die for. Because remember, I was stating that you want something that people could remember you by. I want an album that even my mom could be proud of, the streets could respect, a business person to be able to understand, and the conscious brother could even see my point of view. That's what I wanted to create. And I think I did it. It took so long to do it. It actually took 2 years to put this album out. I actually put out two albums during this process. So y'all be on the lookout, because in a minute I'm going to email y'all the second version of this album. My bad. I'm on that shit.
I'm going
to send y'all. Yeah, I'm on that shit. But I'm going to send y'all the second version of everything, man. I don't really know if I'm going to release it or just keep it and, you know what I'm saying, just put it out on SoundCloud for free downloads. But This was a nice little journey for me. Got a chance to actually review a lot of things and try to create a project. So I thank y'all for everything that y'all done, man, keeping this real shit going, making it possible for me to even do what I do and for it to be heard, man. You know, salute. You know, USG for life. UGS for life all day, baby.
Hey, yeah, right on, man.
You know what I'm saying?
We
appreciate
you.
As well,
I talk to you all the time, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Man, we family. And
we talk on the phone all the fucking time, and we be talking for like 2 hours straight. I mean, me and Agnes got tight as hell, man. Because
see, you a hip hop head like I am, you know what I'm saying? And I love this shit. I hate to see what is going through, but I know everything goes through an evolutionary change. But I also know factually that everything goes in a circle. So the real shit is coming back. You put up a post the other day, Brandon, and, man, I salute you for it, first of all, but you're 100% correct. All that industry shit can't stand with what's going on in the underground. And in a minute, they're going to have to recognize that. All we got to do is keep networking and working together. And I also want to say this, and I'm going to say this first on the show. I've been talking to the brothers about it. Me, Fred Starr, and Exclusive Selector is doing a project, and we're going to actually call it The League. So I still will be doing music. This is just my last solo album because, like I said, I put so much in it. I really don't know what direction else to go. This is kind of like the ending. The beginning was Lost Innocence. Immortal Words is the ending.
I'm glad you're still going to be making music regardless, though. That's good. Good to know.
Oh, yeah, I can't quit that, man. Me and Caleb have been talking about work. I told him I was going to actually give it up. He said, no, you're not, because I ain't going to let you. So, you know, hey, I'm in it for the long haul, but I'll be doing a whole lot of feature projects with different people and so forth and so on. Later on in the future, you know, nobody knows what life might hold, but right now, I'm gonna bring all the solo projects to an end, and I'm gonna do a little bit more collaborate. I had the most fun collaborating on with different artists with this project. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
I,
man.
I was just telling Scott the other day about Fred Stapp from New York. I was telling about him.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
I'm gonna tell y'all some things about Fred Starr that a lot of people don't know. Fred Starr is like really kind of like the general of Brooklyn. He was there when Biggie got into that infinite battle with their cat. Fred Starr knew Biggie when he came up. Fred Starr was there with matter of fact, him and Jazz, Big Jazz, who is J-O now. Jazz O, you know what I'm saying? They good partners. So Fred Starr kind of like been a part of hip hop since the fucking damn near the beginning of hip hop. And the cat's like super, 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 super dope. So.
Yeah, I talk to him a lot actually. I communicate with him a lot. And I know he got some stories, man. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm sitting talking. What I like about him so much, man, is he's humble. That's why, you know what I'm saying? When we did Ellen High, me and Fred met through a mutual contact overseas. Me and him both was recording with this producer overseas, Monkey Mouse. Shout out to Sonic Mode Records. And that's how I first met Fred. And me and him conversated across the phone, man, and, you know, embarked on a project. And Lies and Illusion is kind of like one of my favorite songs off the album, because it gave me a chance to actually, and I wanted to do it anyway. I try to be a universal artist. I don't want to be just regional. I love music, you know what I'm saying? And I want people just as well in the South, just as well as in France, just as well as in Yugoslavia to be able to jam with what I do and get something out of it. So to do one on a New York feel and with Fred Starr from Brooklyn, that shit was such an honor. And the song came great.
Yeah, you got great together, man. Like, that's one of my favorite collabs, man, is you and him. Like, I think you guys work great together.
That's why we decided to embark on an album. We were discussing it. And when I brought it up to I actually had a dream that we had done the album already. That's the crazy shit. I actually saw the cover. So I pondered on it the whole day, and I hit each one of them up. Was like, man, look, I done had a vision of us working on a project together, man. We're going to call it The League, because I actually saw the album cover. And I told them it's just going to be that real raw hip-hop. We're going to show them that we are The League. Conscious messages, self-awareness. We bringing that realness back to hip hop. The shit that been distracted to leave just this bullshit. We're gonna bring it back. Exclusive Selector is my partner from Jamaica. He resides in Orlando. That's the one on Rump. And that actually turned out to be a nice little collab also. Oh, man, it's going to be plenty more to come. Like I said, me and Caliber 007 been discussing,
yeah,
working on some things.
Get you, Fred Starr, and Caliber on the track, man.
Oh, don't worry. Yeah. That's coming.
Make that
we
happen,
are, that,
man.
That's kind of like already in the works. Matter of fact, Caliber actually shot me three tracks, you know what I'm saying, to work with already. So when I say that's coming, that's like already in the process of being worked. So don't worry. And y'all will be the first to get it, to debut it before anybody else do. That's guaranteed.
Right. Kind of dry to start off.
We're almost done with,
yeah,
with our deep cover track, man. That's coming real soon, man. All I'm waiting on is
Cypher, man. We need that shit.
I can't wait till he is.
Caliber and Mac J. And Dez, too. If Dez is listening,
yeah,
he knows he's welcome on the track. I just haven't heard from him. Like, he agreed to do it. I just haven't heard from him, so I'm not sure if he's still doing it or not. Of course he's. I mean, that would just add to it. I mean, he's great. Of course, but I wouldn't.
Right, Dez be killing me. Dez be killing that rap shit though.
Both them dudes, you just heard, Dez and Action. That motherfucker is cold. Is that you, man?
Yeah. I got a little song, you know.
I didn't even know you were doing
this stuff, man. Coming back. I didn't know you actually spit. We got to actually work on some time.
We need a Mac J 16 bars, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because that
yeah, I'm going to do
cold
the same on that.
And then,
I
can't wait
to hear Caliber, too. Yeah, Caliber's on. That's all I'm really waiting for is Mac J and Caliber. That's it. And I already got Monte Cristo. Monte Cristo already sent his. We got
the horse trainer, man. That's the fucking horse trainer.
Yeah,
you see how
brother,
he tests
man.
The horses out? He puts his forearm in between their butt cheeks.
Hey, you know, I really
do that, man. That dude's crazy, man. I got nothing but love for that motherfucker, man. That dude's crazy.
Man, do you know how to get up, man? He's good with horses.
Shout out to all Fresh Kid Ice, you know, Fame, Drill Em Out, Boy Dirty, everybody over there in Chinaman Records. Yeah, man, that's going to be a cold cipher. But, everybody.
Yeah, I got to tag on it, too. Real quick, I got to shout out D-Tag, too, man, because. He produced for Gangster Nip and shit. I didn't even know he rapped. And like I knew he was dope with.
Man, he snaps, dude. Man.
Man,
I don't know where. Pain killed that one track.
He hit my inbox one day, and he had the acapella and the version with the beat, man, and he fucking killed it. He's like, "Can I please get on your track?" And he fucking killed it. I'm like, "Man, you're definitely on." So. Shout out to DJ.
Right.
I didn't even know he rapped, and he fucking killed it. I can't, like, that's one of the things I can't wait to put this song out. Just, I want people to hear him, man. If you fucking know.
Yeah, the dude's a beast. You know what I'm saying? Him
and course,
Payne, he paid master the track, if I'm not mistaken. Man, they killed
it. They're working on an album together. They're working on an album. Him and Scratch. D-Pain, Scratch, and D-Tag on an album together, at least an EP, maybe a full length. They're not sure yet, but they're doing a whole album.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, they're going to have a dope, you know what I'm saying? I mean, from that one track I heard, I was like, wow, because you got three dudes just flipping it. I didn't know D-Tag rapped either. That dude, I just knew him as a dope fucking producer from the Netherlands. This dude's rapping in English fucking double time and just killing it. So shout out to him on the mic as well. That dude's a beast.
Yeah, he did it in like one night. Like I put that post up like, yo, I need people on this deep cover beat. The very next morning he already had his shit recorded and sent it. The very next morning, like he just did that shit right up top of that, like, and it was dope.
Yeah, definitely. I'll tell you what, guys, we had a hell of a show. We're going to get up out of here tomorrow, New Year's Eve. Make sure you guys tune in to Mac J, Velvet Rules Underground Saturday Night, episode 32. You know what I'm saying? That's three times the amount or four times the amount of some other shit. You know what I'm saying? You guys are killing it. You're knocking it out every week. Congratulations to you guys. We're going to return with the Church Reality on January 8th. As far as next week goes, man, we could be having a lot of stuff coming up, man. We got PSK 13 on deck. We got a lot of stuff coming up for the new year. We got another show, I believe, we're going to have one with Nip coming up again soon, with Brother Nip, if I'm not mistaken. But to all you motherfuckers out there, man, that are talking shit, you know what I'm saying, you can eat a fucking dick for the rest of 2016, and then you can go fuck yourself for all of 2017. And we'll see.
Bye,
you motherfuckers.
Bitches in 2016,
bitches.
Man.
Yeah, we got, you know, 2016. You know, a lot of people came out of the woodwork talking shit. That's cool. And I see you, and for you motherfuckers listening, I see you over there fucking. You know what I'm saying with the enemy, but that's cool. You know what I'm saying, because that just lets us know that we got more than one enemy. So eat a dick, motherfucker, you know you are. And all the motherfuckers that ride with you can eat a dick, too. I'm out of here because I'm always going to remain myself, just like the homie X.
Right.
I'll remain myself. We're out this bitch.
Anywhere else, would I change or remain myself? I remain myself. If I could be anywhere else. within this lawless land.